Over the years, graphic novels have been growing in popularity and respect. Now, some teachers are using them in the classroom as a teaching tool. Students at an Oakland school for recent immigrants have just published a collection of stories that describe their arrival in this country. Lillian Monjo reports.
The cafeteria at Oakland International High School is unremarkable. It's loud and echoey, and it's buzzing with hormones. But the students here are remarkable. They hail from 24 countries and speak nearly 30 different languages, one of which is comics. T. Bowie is their art teacher.
Because the kids are so international, they have this amazing perspective, but they don't have a common language to talk to me or each other about it. I thought, well, if I teach them a common language that's fairly simple, like governed by just a few conventions like panels and speech balloons, then we'd have a common language that they could use to surprise me with their stories. So they did.
Bowie first began teaching her students how to create graphic novels about their immigration stories 4 years ago. Last week, the school published a book of the students' best work. It's called We Are Oakland International.
There's a lot of valuable information in there. It's also really beautiful stuff that will make you cry. They're really compelling stories.
One of those stories belongs to Maria Urbina of El Salvador. She traveled here with her brothers by bus, by car, and on foot. Maria's mother had come in 2001 after two devastating earthquakes hit their country.
My story is happy and sad. It's sad because I left my grandma and sister in my country. And was sad too, because when I traveled to the United States, a lot of bad things happened to me. But in the end, was happy because I met my mom after 9 years.
Urbina says it's been tough to learn American ways. She says the hardest thing for her has been learning English.
And I always forget that I wasn't in my country, and I start to talk my language, and then they didn't understand me, and I didn't understand them.
School district officials